The U.S. national debt is now at a staggering $13 trillion. While Americans are choking on this impossible debt, Jewish bankers of the Federal Reserve are making a killing. In July 2010, we paid in interest alone to the Fed $20 billion. Now multiply this by 12 months, and by the end of the year, we will be paying $240 billion to the Federal Reserve bankers. Now, I'm going to tell you something important, which very few touch upon. But because I was raised as a Jew, I know every Zionist rock to look under. There are 12 district Federal Reserve branches spread throughout the United States, but only one branch wields the real power. This is the New York Federal Reserve Bank. The New York Federal Reserve Bank has arrogated to itself the right, which no other branch has, to maintain the nation's payment system. This is money's in and money's out of the U.S. government, a very critical and sensitive operation in the hands of three Zionist Jews. They are, first of all, Jamie Dimon. Now, Jamie Dimon is chairman of the board of the New York Fed. He just happens to be the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the principal shareholders of the Fed. Jamie Dimon passes himself off as a Gentile. He's not. His grandfather was a Jewish Greek immigrant who settled in Queens, New York. His grandfather was part of a large Jewish banking dynasty which operated out of Smyrna during the Ottoman period. Jamie Dimon is simply a product of Zionist networking. Two other Jews serve on the board of the New York Fed. They are Jeffrey Kindler, who is the CEO of Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, and James Tisch. James Tisch is the CEO of CNA Financial. Apparently, both of these Jewish men are also stockholders of the Fed. My fellow Americans, our hard-earned tax money is going to, is being paid to, not to names such as Murphy, Brown, and Smith, but names such as Kindler, Dimon, and Tisch. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we want to support Gentile politicians who are willing to stand up to the Zionist cabal that has seized our nation's monetary policy. Before the economic collapse comes crashing down upon us, we must work fast to stop these Zionist thieves. Let us work together for the future of our nation, the recovery of our Constitution, and yes, for the protection of our own pocketbooks.